Harper Audio presents The Wrong Dead Guy by Richard Cadry, performed by Oliver Wyman. Either he's dead or my watch has stopped. Groucho Marx. 1. The sixth floor of the Department of Peculiar Science looked exactly like an ordinary office in an ordinary office building, and not the slightest bit like the home of a highly secret government agency. There were desks, computers, copiers, paper clips, and not a single sentient robot, grotesque monster, or revenant in sight. Those, the ones that hadn't gone home for the day, were on the lower floors, leaving the sixth floor a superb example of the stultifyingly normal. Except for the break-in. The room in which the crime was being carried out was completely dark, except for a single spot of light. Charlie Cooper, Coop to his friends, stared at the metal cabinet, adjusted his headlamp, and frowned.
One time I stole a magic coloring book that spelled out the future with pictures of kittens. Seriously, the next president, Super Bowl winners, the whole bit.
I know, dear, said Giselle, sitting nearby on a step stool.
Another time I stole a solid gold bust of Aleister Crowley out of a bank vault protected by vampire bats the size of ostriches. The bust could see the future, too.
I thought it was the other way around, said Giselle. Blood-sucking ostriches.
No, that was when I stole a fortune-telling, well, sexual implement.
You can say dildo, dear. We're all adults.
It predicted gold futures, though I'm not exactly sure how.
Yes, you are, said Giselle. She made little